rockin' Rocco. What you know? I got them bitches and them riches and that old school flow. Big nuts and such, you can't even front. I got it all, bitch.
So what you want?
I can do it better than Jordan playing ball at 22. Quicker than Rod Carew, sicker than Motley Crue. Who? Yeah, motherfucker, the Who too. Beatles, Stones, the Ramones, trickin' you too.
Now here's the thing, Delvin. Made a lot of big claims in that intro, right?
Yes, he did.
So, one thing I like about Kid Rock albums, they all start with some shit like this. Like, every single one of them has some kind of, like, loud music up front where it turns up and he's, like, talking shit. That's the essence of Kid Rock, is talking shit, for sure.
That's a good intro, by the way.
So, like, this is one of the, like, the fourth or fifth albums that he put out, the studio shits. But, I mean, he's throwing his dick around a little there. Do it better than Jordan playing ball at 22. Like, Kid Rock can rhyme words together better than some people I've heard try to do it nowadays, if I'm being completely honest.
That was solid.
It's not completely corny, right? He's not, my name's Kid Rock. Now, I have one of those songs, and we might check it out for a moment. But, you know, like, the man, he could throw together a fucking sentence.
He's not bad. Not bad. I think people, because of his political backing and some of the things he's done, they kind of neglect the fact that Kid Rock is, in fact, talented.
Yeah, he soured his fucking legacy at this point a little bit, because Kid Rock used to kick ass. When I was a baby, my Kid Rock, he used to kick ass.
Yeah, I agree. A funky country rock soul singing MC. The breaks to shake the whole United States. Earthquakes couldn't recreate my shake. No fake, no makeup. Who relates? Check these rhymes, motherfucker. They all first takes. No fucking around. I put it down. Pop your shit, but don't pop it in my hometown. Cause I throw down Motown sound shit. The Motor City ain't nothing to fuck with. I'm the flyest. There's none flyer. I'm the highest. There's none higher. I spit truth. I've never been a liar. And I won't stop
he had to get the fucking the sample in there, huh? Yeah.
You know, I think Kid Rock.
You can call him Chris Rock. It's fine. We'll know who you're talking about.
Yeah, they're the same person at this point. Kid Rock is what hip hop people talk about when they complain about white artists.
Yeah.
Coming into hip hop and borrowing the culture and adapt to the culture, but they feel like they don't give back to it. I think they're referring to at least what Kid Rock has become. I think Kid Rock is somebody who you can tell based off of how he raps. I would even go far and say studies hip hop.
Mm-hmm. It is weird. Like, it's one of those things, you fuck one goat, you know, and you become a goat fucker. That's just kind of the way it works. And I think with Trump and the fucking the duality of like everybody's attitudes the last few years, he has kind of definitely picked a side, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And Kid Rock used to be seemingly a very liberal person, believe it or not. Like, yeah. Kid Rock, for one of his deeds that I know used to go hand in hand with his concerts, is once he became like a bazillionaire, whatever the fuck, I think, like, even arena tours and shit, he would make them charge the minimum, like every ticket is $20. Like, there ain't no $65 here, $75, like, people that want to come see my shows, they pay $20. The beer, fucking, I'll cover the red. Have you ever heard of a fucking artist saying, I'll eat the 40% markup on the Miller Lite, just make sure that people can buy them for $5 instead of $12. That's a Kid Rock thing.
That's dope. That's a dope thing.
Like, he's done a lot of pretty cool things, but, like, he definitely has ostracized himself with his latest fucking convictions and whatnot. But,
and you know, the thing about it that kind of bothers me about it, the fact that early Kid Rock felt like he was for the people.
Right.
You know what it kind of feels like now? It feels like The Rock when he went from the people's champ to the corporate champ. You're like, eh. Or Stone Cold when he went to, like, bad Vince McMahon Stone Cold. Like, oh, this doesn't really fit you. It's like, what are you doing?
This isn't a good – yeah, this isn't working for me, guys. So, like, The Rock, like, is supposed to be a kind of mean guy, not a kiss ass.
Yeah, you were always anti-establishment. And one thing that Trump – and for that matter, so people don't think I'm tripping, Joe Biden and Trump are the establishment. So it's like, seeing you just be overly like supportive of this one guy who's clearly part of the establishment.
Yeah.
It's a little weird to me.
It is weird. Like, you lean too far into it, man. Like, you don't want to split your fucking audience off like this. Now, here's one thing that I enjoy about Kid Rock. Over many years, he's amassed a collection of albums. Now, I'm not too big on later Kid Rock. I don't like country Kid Rock. I like the first five or six. Okay. Love them. Grew up with them. Like, the first CDs that I bought were these Kid Rock albums. So, I know them back and forth and forth and back. If you quizzed me and gave me the song titles, like, on a list, I could probably tell you the track listing for the fuck. Like, because it's a lot to remember right off the top, but if you gave me at least the titles, I'd know what order they go in on the fucking the track listings.
So let me ask you this then.
Okay.
I know this is going to be a weird question.
No, sure.
But hear me out. Is Kid Rock your Eminem?
Kid Rock is Trailer Park Eminem. He's my Eminem, yes.
Yeah, because I asked that because I know there was a time where there was a generation of kids who kind of grew up on Eminem, and Eminem was their guy. Generation of white kids, some black kids.
Well, what's
Eminem
crazy is I lean more towards the Eminem life relatability. You know what I'm saying? Like 8 Mile, that's similar to my existence at the time. So you'd think I would have leaned more into it. I just got more exposed to Kid Rock, I guess.
Okay, that makes sense.
So it's funny that you bring him up because over the years, he's amassed a lot of different cameos and stuff, and there's a few that some people might not even know about, right? He's from Detroit. Him and the Insane Clown Posse, I don't think they get along. Kid Rock and ICP, I don't think they like each other.
I want to say we talked about that on Unshuffled.
We talked about how it's crazy that in 1998 to 2001, when all their albums started dropping, like the three of the biggest fucking, you know, people representing music and entertainment in that time were from the same fucking place.
Yeah, that is kind of crazy.
Right?
Detroit has put out some incredibly great artists.
So Michigan in general. This is from his, now this isn't, I only count Devil Without a Cause. Like, that's his first fucking album that fucking hit. That's where your Cowboy and Bob with the Ba and Only God Knows Why, like, those are his first singles and stuff. And there was one on there that was interesting. Like I said, I'm going to play it here a little bit just to let you feel what it was doing. But we'll see if you can pick up on the special guest at the end.
Okay.
Kind of an odd intro, right? It's almost like Beastie Boys, but not as goofy. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, the Beastie Boys definitely had that thing, but they were leaning more towards like the Run DMCs, where it's the brr, bah, brr, brr, bah, brr, like the three different dudes saying shit, where he's just doing it all himself.
Yeah. This feels like a modern version of that. You're right.
Right. This is like 98, somewhere around there. So it's like, it's not terribly long ago, but it was definitely the first of its kind for him because he was doing like rapping to rock music for the most part.
Yeah, this was that weird, I don't want to call it weird, but I guess interesting time where you had a lot of, like, you had Eminem, of course.
Yep.
You had Kid Rock.
Limp Bizkit.
That was the third one I was going to see. These three guys who were kind of doing rap, but all in their own unique way.
Mm-hmm.
And all three of them, for the most part, it kind of worked for all three of them in very different ways. I think Eminem was the one who got accepted by hip hop culture.
Sure.
But Kid Rock and Limp Bizkit, for that matter, kind of known for this is kind of rap. Like,
hell yeah. Well, see, you heard a little bit of the front end here. Like, this is a fun song. It's called Fuck Off. It's one of the later tracks, and it's like a B-side. A lot of people, unless you just listen to the album, you probably wouldn't even have gotten to this, right?
Okay.
So that's the second chorus or bar
gasm, whatever the fuck you call it when it separates. And this goes into the third portion of the song.
Correct.
You're going to get a little vocal interlude here where he comes in talking shit on a microphone, and then the special guest pops up.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah, right your motherfucking ass, bitch, with that Detroit City shit. Ain't shit Swiss, we had the same script. Nothing new since 76. Get right, yo Slim Shady, come break these motherfuckers off.
Yo, tell the world to hold their breath. They breathing the wrong air. This planet belongs to me, and it's hippie with long hair. Two white boys, a spike punch, a light joints. Hang around drugs, loud music, and light noise. Slim Shady and Brown Trucker, another bunch of motherfuckers who hate the world just as much as each other. And I ain't leaving this party tonight till I see some naked bitches dancing around drunk, touching each other. Rum and Pepsi got your whole perception of me sketchy. Cause when I stage dive, people are scared to catch me. Cause all I do is curse and fuck. So when I do shrooms, y'all better give me two rooms, cause I'm fucking the first one up. So when you see me on your block, you better lock your cars, cause you know I'm losing it when I'm rapping the rock guitars. This is for children who break rules, people that straight fool, and every single teenager that hates school, fuck off!
And that's how that goes. Then it goes into an interlude. You know how CDs used to have skits and shit?
Yeah.
It's kid,
not bad.
Right? Weird. Like, he pops in kind of there at the end. If you didn't know that was there, you'd look over it every time because his name's not mentioned on it once.
Interesting. That's a, I guess that's a hidden Eminem verse that people probably don't even know about because it's on the Kid Rock song.
People that knew that bought Devil Without a Cause know that's in there. But people that don't listen to Kid Rock and like only know of country Kid Rock, they don't know about that.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. I'll dig it.
Right? So
it's really cool hearing that side of M and mm-hmm. hearing how Eminem raps like now.
Like, it's not, oh, that was definitely, that was old Percocet Eminem for sure. Yeah. Don't even sell it. That was baby guy. Eminem. Yeah, no, it's not even close. That was when he still had the fucking edge on him, right?
He raps so different.
So here's the thing, man. Like, this is going to be a double whammy because I think the best way to introduce people to artists is to find something that's like a song that's relatable. I think you will find this song very relatable, Delvin.
Okay.
I almost want to get a fucking, I'm going to get a lyrics video just so you can fucking play along.
Okay.
Look up the lyrics to this song, Delvin, on your phone.
Okay. Kid Rock.
Run off to LA.
Run off.
Don't read them yet. Just read them along in a minute once we fucking get going here. So back in the early aughts, there was an album called Cocky that he did. And there was one of the hit songs off of that was with Sheryl Crow. You remember that? The picture song?
Yes, I do.
I put your picture away, sat down and cried today. That whole shit. It was all over the radio. Fucking. So that's the thing is he's had hits in a lot of different, not even genres, because it's all rock. It's all on rock radio, but it's multifaceted. Motherfucker can really lend himself to a lot of different types of music.
Yeah, I think Kid Rock, I know people don't want to hear it, but Kid Rock's super talented. He is talented.
He writes most of these songs. That's the other thing, too. Look up all these other fucking dipshits that you enjoy, unless it's rap, because I guess rap people probably write a lot of their own shit. But in all the other people, there's teams of people that write those songs. Kid Rock was writing these songs. This is probably one he didn't write because I made a point to say something and people are going to make fun of me now. Okay, so look here. You got your lyrics ready?
I do.
A little croony song. This is a sequel song to the picture song with Sheryl Crow. Maybe not a sequel song, but it also features Sheryl Crow. It's pretty good shit.
Oh, so she's on this song.
She definitely is in this too. Also, her name's not on the fucking track listing. Isn't that weird? I wonder why it's happening like that.
You know, I just had a conversation with my son today because I made a deal with him because he was like, hey, I want you to listen to the new Travis Scott album. I'm like, you know what? You make me listen to that 19 track album, you clean up the whole goddamn house and I'll listen to it.
Sure.
So he cleaned up the whole house.
I don't even want to listen to this.
I did not want to listen to it. I really didn't, but he cleaned up the whole house, so I listened to the whole 19-track album. And that was one of the first questions I asked. Like, why is no one, like, on the track listing named to who the fuck they are?
Like, they're just testing your fucking ears, try to see if you could hear the other people. So, there you go. This is an ode to Delvin Cox. Delvin, I want you to put your lighter up. This is the most relatable song I've ever heard, and it just happens to be from Kid Rock for you. Ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
long intro.
This here ain't no love song, and it ain't for you. It's for the folks who relate to what I've been going through. It's for the 40-hour overtime working man, and to the good women out there, I know you'll understand. Ooh.
So that seems like a pretty just run-of-the-mill fucking poppy kind of upbeat song, right? Nothing special, just these are for all the people that are out there listening. And then it takes a hard left.
Why don't you run off to L.A. and lose your mind? Get some energy doctor to tell you everything is fine. We can still be friends like you talk about, but first give me back them pearls and the keys to my fucking house. Get out. They say all we need is just a little patience, but what do you do when your woman is too high to make no chance? I'm a hating to admit it, even if it's your wife. Tell her pack your shit and take the first train out of my life. Oh yeah.
That is the most pleasant go get fucked song I've ever heard in my life, right?
Yes, it is. I like it. I dig it.
I mean, they ring it back to run off to LA to make it sweet and shit, but he's just like, yeah, we're not friends anymore. You need to get the fuck out.
Get out. Take your shit with you.
Right? I like
it. It's a classic line, baby. I just want to be friends. But baby, my friends don't have keys to my Mercedes-Benz, no. I think I know what you mean, you wanna talk and such. Tell me all your problems, but we don't fuck, ain't that right? I had plenty of friends before I met you, I don't need no more. So now I think it's time you started heading out for the door. And even though I feel real bad tonight, please pack your shit and take the first train out of my life. Oh yeah.
I always really like that line, pack your shit and take the first train out of my life. Like that's poetry in motion.
Good line.
Right?
This is a really good song.
It's pretty, and that's the thing. It's the complete opposite of Picture, where they're like, ooh, love a song. We need to get back together. This one's like, bitch, I don't even like you anymore. And stop trying to my ask me to use no all more. My shit.
Stop pretending we are. It's honest.
Right. That's the best part. It's like, we've all been there. Like, no, I don't want to pick you up and take you there anymore. I don't have to do that. This one is one I actually brought to Shitty Song of the Week years ago. And it wasn't because, like, I don't love it. I love this song, but it's got a cameo in it. And it's an interesting topic of discussion. And I thought that it would be fun to share if you hadn't heard it.
Okay.
It involves two of your favorite things, Delvin. You want to read that for me?
Cadillac Pussy. Yeah. That's
right? It's two of my favorite things.
Slim me on the avenue when I was on tour down in Baton Rouge. A mean little missy with an attitude. I played it smooth. No need to be rude.
That's pretty stiff. I'll give you that. It's not a great song. It's just the idea of Cadillac Pussy always made me laugh.
You know what it sounds like? I get what he's trying to do with the song. He's trying to make one of those like old songs from like the 50s and shit like that.
Like a doo-wop. He needed some dude in the back going, boop, boop, boop.
Yeah.
Boop, boop, you know,
those songs.
Cadillac. Cadillac.
More graphic.
Right?
What was that girl? It was a black woman. I think her name was it Sweet Georgia Brown?
Is it the beans, greens, tomatoes lady?
No, not her. It was a... Was it her?
Ain't Nobody Got Time for That? I think that's Sweet Georgia Brown.
I can't remember
the name. Oh, Lord, there's a fire.
I got to find the lady's name. But she was like an old singer from like the 40s and 30s.
No, that bitch from the fire thing was Sweet Brown, I think was her name. She was like, oh, Lord, there's a fire. Ain't nobody got time for that.
But this old black woman used to sing about her pussy. I can't remember her name.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It's like, not Etta James, but it's like back before that with like really old, and she's talking about shaving her pussy and stuff.
Yes.
Seems like something you'd remember. Well, hey, speaking of which, I'll let you hear the chorus on this. This is not much longer. This is just kind of corny. The fucking line, the rhyme scheme is a little lazy here, but I think all he really had was Cadillac pussy. First time I heard that drum kick, I really thought something was wrong. Like, I fucking thought we broke something. I don't know what that is. I don't know what it is.
Doesn't fit the song.
No, not at all. So, sorry about that. Cadillac Pussy, man, it would drive you wild. With Hank Williams Jr., like, he gets around. Lots of different cameos. Here's one that I wanted to bring to Shitty Song of the Week, but I haven't yet. And I don't think I'm gonna, because I think I like the song, and I think it would lose. But I'm so happy I would get to share it with you tonight, because it's one of my favorite things, Delvin.
Well, Snoop Dogg, you know, Snoop Dogg's a shitty song of the week alumni at this point.
Right, and that's the point. Like, I think he's already got a couple submissions this year. He doesn't need any help. All right, we'll probably listen to this whole thing, and then I'm going to only show you a couple more. And then you can make your decision on Kid Rock. I just think there's a couple of these B-sides that are actually worth, like, if you're going to throw on an album, you may have to listen to the dumb hits, but there's also some pretty good shit in the in-between us.
I found a woman named Lucille Bogan.
Nice. And she sings Shave about...
Shave Dry.
There it is, yeah. It sounds like old fucking ragtime music and shit.
Yes.
Some Al Jolson.
Exactly.
All right, here you go.
I'm going to drive you crazy if I didn't find it.
Kid Rock, I got the sex rhymes. Kid Rock, I got the sex rhymes.
All world class.
Kid Rock, motherfucker, yo, I ain't no guy. Fuck bitches.
Here's a very good point that Fish would love. Self-censored on the album. How about that?
Yeah. Kid Rock's kind of smart.
He
wasn't going to fly.
Think about the foresight that he had, because DMX, he didn't have that kind of foresight.
Not at all.
Kid Rock knew putting this out, the one that he wasn't going to be able to get away with was saying fag, because that's its kid motherfucking rock, yo, I ain't no fag, fuck bitches dry, fuck them on the rag. Like, that's the line, and it's just like, oh.
Yeah, you might not want to put that out there.
That is cold-blooded.
Kid Rock, motherfucker, yo, I ain't no guy. Fuck bitches dry, fuck them on the rag. Tag their toes, check them off my list. Hoes get fucked, they don't get kissed. A simplistic pimp, getting much respect. I'll fuck your mouth and leave your ass in debt. Jet set the country on your world purse, just to show you how a real pimp works. Remove your shirt, show me them titties. I'll drive my dick right through your Twin Cities. Around your bends, over your curves and ass. Park it in your mouth till I run out of gas.
That was cold. I remember the first time I heard this song, I go, oh, I'm going to have to memorize that. I've known this song for years, and every fucking word of it, I'm like, yeah, that's cool. It's terrible, but it's cool. I love it so much.
You know what? But this kind of goes back to what we were saying earlier, how Kid Rock's kind of a rapper.
Yeah.
And the fact that he has Snoop Dogg on the song, kind of like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
You know what it is? So, like, here's the thing. I think that they're both, like, Eminem and Kid Rock were both rappers. But the difference is Eminem is, now, this is a testament to his fucking talent, because he was able to get away with the quote-unquote wigger angle, like wearing the skull cap and the fucking FUBU and shit like that. Kid Rock, I don't even think would put on a black accent when he talked to people. So maybe that's a difference. Like, this was more appealing to not just wiggerish fucking white kids, but like little trailer park kids like me who were somewhere in between.
Yes. There you go. Yeah, that makes sense.
An untapped market.
Yeah, you're right. Like, this kind of appeals to those, like I said, the Trailer Park kids who like rap, but they like rap at the baseline.
It's like you don't mind rock music, but you want to hear people say fuck a bunch. Because this is fuck music. It's fuck bitch. You know, it's very aggressive. It's trap rap. It's trap rock. That's what this is.
Yeah. There you go. That's a good way to describe it. Trap rock.
Yeah. Snoop Dogg comes in here swinging too. This is fucking great.
Snoop Dogg, I got the sex rhyme.
Say what?
Snoop Dogg, I got the sex rhyme.
What you say?
Snoop Dogg, I got the sex rhyme.
All world well.
It ain't nothing like black pussy on my dick. Word to your mama and your sister, bitch. I play hoes like a motherfucking football game. I put my dick out and they say, it's good y'all came. Did y'all thing. Worked it front to back in the Bill Clinton presidential Cadillac. I know this whole song.
Bill stuck five.
Whoa.
Yeah, I fucked so many hoes, I can't remember they name. But it ain't about that, bitch, I really doubt that. Just turn the lights out and put my dick where your mouth at.
Kid Rock, they got the sex rhymes.
Kid Rock, you got the sex rhymes.
I wonder if they hung out to do this song, or if this is one of those ones where they just recorded it back and forth and then they married the track.
I would think there was a point in time in history where Kid Rock and Snoop Dogg probably hung out.
They just hung out one afternoon, and they were just like, man, yeah. I need to make a song with you, player, cuz.
And they probably got high. They probably had a bunch of women in the studio. Yeah, I could see that happening.
Let's make a goddamn song. What year is the song? 03, 04, somewhere around, maybe before that even, 2001.
Oh, if it's 2001, then that definitely happened. That was around Chronic 2001.
Came out, yeah, all the same time. Something. It's just funny, like, yeah, the lineage of Kid Rock. Yeah. He just, you know, I think it's just fun to hate on him now. That's the key. So this is the last part of this and the fun little skit.
Snoop, I got the presidential sex rhyme.
My nigga.
I'm on a private jet out of JFK. Sipping the facts, feeling A-OK. Looked across the island, who did I see? Bill motherfucking Clinton sitting next to me. We kicked it, talked, had a couple of laughs. Walked up, ask us for our autographs. I thought it was Mac and I gave her 2 free shirts. Bill stuck 5 fingers up in the skirt. So I stuck 5 and that made 10. Shit, 2 roosters and only 1 hen. Billy winked at me, it was all too sweet. We tag teamed that freak at 30,000 feet.
Yeah, 30,000 motherfucking feet flying high. Kid Rocky. You know.
I don't even know what Snoop Dogg said there.
Something he probably wasn't supposed to be saying.
He probably gave out his address or something, his phone number. That was a long fucking bleep. I don't know what that's about.
A long bleep.
But look, it takes another turn. Because you hear what they're doing. They're doing like the old school. Like that's, I don't know if it's supposed to be funny or what the deal is. They take it to another level, Delvin.
We thought we dudes at the most on the coast. Shit. We got the sex rhymes. Hold on. Let me see if you got some gangster shit, homie. Cause if you do, I'ma kick something for you. A little something like this. Oh shit, some gangster shit. All I need is a gangster bitch. Cause gangster shit is all I kick. I fucks with a black, brown, or a white chick. Bitch, you can act like you ain't with this shit. I'm here to strip a bitch and cold pimp a bitch. Looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for love. Fuck love, it's too racist. Smoking a dub in too many places. Busting a nut in too many bitches' faces.
Well, I'm Kid Rock, got pussy galore. You might get a lot of pussy, I get much more. Got scores of whores and max, know what's up. You's a player. Nope, I'm a flat out slut. Got what you came for, yes indeed. Ecstasy and a sea of weed. Got a seed to plant in your field of crack. I wear my cowboy hat and be your farmer jack. You can hold my sack while I pack your bag. You can rub my back while I tap your cag. One leg on the dash and one on the floor. I pop the cork in your ass and make you scream for more.
Crystal.
Money, hoes, tits and asses. We got the goods and the bullshit passes.
So it's that for like another couple minutes and it fades off into obscurity. And I think Snoop Dogg throws a biatch in there, which is pretty great. He just goes, hold on, I can't leave without doing this.
Biatch.
Yeah. I think it's when he started the biatch thing. It was about that time. I have one more song to show you that is a personal favorite.
I'm digging it so far.
You know, the thing is, you got to avoid the hits. And I think the problem is he's had a lot of hits. So it's tough. Yeah. You know, how do you do that? It's fucking, you're going to run into one of those ones that annoyed you. But there's some really good shit in here. He's a talented fucking artist. And even if you don't like what he does, you kind of got to give it up to the dude. Like, he can write a fucking song, which is more than I can say about a lot of people nowadays. So look, this is a personal favorite. I'm going to mic down and I'm going to fucking go take a piss probably. I'm going to let you listen to this one for a moment because I really enjoy it. And this will, we'll talk about it and that'll probably be it.
Okay, cool.
Cool.
We'll fire it up, chop one out. Somebody's got to know that I'm 2 days in, I got 2 days left to go. 'Cause I am Georgia, I am Memphis, Tennessee, I am everything that Hollywood wants to be. I am love and I am hate. I'm your late night drunk debate. But you'll never put your finger on me. Have you ever seen the sun over the Rocky Mountains shining? Or touched the sands of a southern Florida beach? Have you seen a grown man cry, or a child that's slowly dying? Have you looked inside to see all that you can see? And I am North and South Dakota, in New York City. I am everything that Hollywood wants to be. I am love and I am hate, and the critics can all debate, but they'll never put a finger on me. No, you'll never put your finger on.
So maybe he was smelling his shit a little here. Oh. We're gonna cut that down a little bit. Before Kanye, look who else was using the vocalizers and stuff, huh? He wasn't going full share, but he was tiptoeing on T-Pain there for a moment.
I bet.
So, I don't know. I think he gets a lot of shit for being like a sellout. I guess people say that, but it's like, is it really selling out? I mean, he started making a certain kind of music and his taste changed a little bit and he leaned into what he liked more. I don't agree with the country turn, but if he wants to make country, like, obviously he's capable of making a lot of different kinds of music. So if he sticks to the one, you know, that he fucking likes, then I guess that's what he's supposed to do.
What do you consider a sellout? That's the question. Do you consider a sellout somebody who gives up their morals and values for money and profit?
But that's the thing. Like, you know, his persona was fuck bitches and blah, blah, you know, and kick shit and throwing money and all that, spitting on fucking the establishment and whatnot. And I think he still kind of feels that way. It's just now he's more grown up. He turned into a pawpaw. He's a fucking grandpa now.
Did he sell out or did he just change? Did he grow into a different person?
He's been rich since he was like 25. He's 50 now, so it's. I have to imagine, like, he's probably had. It's all about perspective, right? Like, you can feel however you want to feel about an artist, what they do with their music and stuff, but we don't know what it's like to live their life.
Yeah, that's true, and I think, to be brutally honest, a lot of people turn Republican when they see those tax breaks.
Sure.
Like, once you start saying, right. Like,
they move out to the country in the middle of Montana where there is no tax codes, and they can live comfortably in their log cabin with their money.
Once they start seeing how much money the government is taking from them, tax wise stuff like that, they're like, "Huh,
yeah,
this isn't right." And I say this because I've heard other celebrities talk about that. Like, hey, you may be liberal in terms of the things you believe in, but once you start making a certain amount of money, your priorities change. You start saying, "Ah, I don't know if I agree with you people anymore."
I bet Tyler Perry used to be pretty goddamn liberal. Like, he used to be all about fucking making, giving people. And he does a lot of charitable stuff, but I bet he's got some thoughts. about fucking the money that comes out of his check to pay for certain things.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of how people kind of look at it. I think that's kind of how a lot of celebrities look at it.
Yeah.
I hear a lot of celebrities talk about that type of stuff, and it changes you. Now, how much it changes you depends on the type of person you are. Maybe, like, you know, Kid Rock was kind of already just serving about certain things, but once you start making a certain amount of money, that highlights things even more. Kanye West is a perfect example of that. Kanye West is a person who, while he had a certain mindset, he had very conservative viewpoints, and I feel like the money kind of highlighted those viewpoints, and then he kind of just went to this whole other off-fringe, far-right thing because, well, I have money to be able to do that now.
Sure. That's just the thing. Most of us won't know what it's like to have that problem, which is a good thing, I guess, at the end of the day. But you don't know how you'd respond to that. You might lose your goddamn mind. It's not crazy to think you wouldn't.
Yeah, I do often wonder, would I change or how would I change if I had money? Like a lot of money?
Probably a little. Probably for the best, for the better, though. For a little while, then, you know, unless you get, like, mobbed by your family members and somebody tries to rob you, then you might be a little more conservative.
I would imagine I would be MC Hammer.
Fuck around and not pay them taxes, huh?
No, not even that.
I didn't MC know. Hammer,
MC Hammer's biggest problem was he was helping too many people.
Right.
Until he was like, oh, I'm fucking broke now.
Spreading in himself too thin, as it were.
Yeah. I can see myself.
He should have been on Shark Tank. That would have been helpful. He could have been like only getting the good ideas. Going 35% instead of paying like fully funding some dude who's just going to take all your money.
Every week, a family member saying, hey, I have cancer. I need $100,000.
You just had cancer last January.
You had cancer last week.
Like, Terry, what are you talking about? You motherfucker. All right. So look, I'm going to close it out with a classic. So I don't know how you're feeling about Kid Rock so far. I hope that it's worth a look, but, you know, maybe don't listen to it in front of your friends just yet. Like, listen to that one off in private. Don't listen in front of your girlfriend either, because she might not like it.
Yeah, that's definitely a fact.
I will tell you this. I've listened to the first 5 or 6 albums worth of songs. He only said the N-word one time. And that was in a song about himself. In reference to a gal that he dated, his baby mama, and I guess her boyfriend at the time who was beating her up and stuff. Okay. So I don't know. You remember we talked about it earlier in Hard Answers. Like, I don't know. He dropped one once early on the very first album that he was talking about his baby mama's ex-boyfriend who used to beat her up. So
I will be skipping that song then.
Probably. It's the last track. Yeah. It's not that much fun. It's like a very long song about his, I guess, his living situation and his baby mama and shit like that. So it's called Black Chick, White Guy, oddly enough.
Oh, that sounds like a song I will be skipping.
So I heard the title, like, yeah. Damn, well, I should have brought that up when we were talking about that story. Like, maybe they should write a song about it. Okay, so this is the classic. This is what hooked me in the first place, Delvin, other than Ba with the Ba, da Bang, da Bang, Dang, Ding, Bang, Dang, Bang, Dang. The song's called Devil Without a Cause. And I think this is one of the hardest fucking Kid Rock songs I ever heard. I love every second of it. And it's got a cameo of his little midget friend, JLC, at the end. This is an all-encompassment of Kid Rock. If you don't like this song, you're probably not going to like Kid Rock. Because this is the heart and soul of his whole fucking attitude and everything else.
You knew that I was coming cause you heard my name, but you don't know my game and never felt my pain. Can't read my brain, but you read my lips and got scared when you heard that I was coming with hits. Now don't even trip, be a man instead. Give thanks, I'm alive when I should be dead. I'm in the red cause my mind's distorting. People claiming they know me, but they only know a portion. I'ma move mountains and touch the sun. Don't get scared now, you knew this day would come. So hold your bids, all bets are closed. And fuck all you hoes. Cause it's been a long time coming, but I finally broke. Like an egg, yo, got no joke. Like some uncut dope, motherfucking Kid Rock's to blame. Years all wax coming correct flat out.
I'm the CEO, role model, your motherfucking H-E-O. My motto, got cool, being keep hamping. Don't sleep, we roll deep in a naked. Four votes on 100 spokes, we bust both more beavers and top dog coats. We float like butterflies, sting like queen bees. Strapped with AK straight from the Chinese. What the fuck's going on in the D? Bunch of white boys tripping like the KID. And it's all good.
So this is like the third song on his fucking like debut album.
It's a good song.
Not the very first one, but like his early hit record. So like he called a shot. I think he knew that it was going to fucking strike a nerve with people, and it fucking did, right?
It's a good song. I dig it. Yeah, I think he he was on to something.
Like I think we said it earlier. It's trap rock. Like it's highly produced, but it does have funk. Like it's got the wank 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 wank. Like there's all kinds of shit going on. It's very pleasing to my ears. I don't know about yours, but like as I hear the music behind it, and I'm like, yeah.
Sounds a little bit like a West Coast hip hop liquid rock.
Right? Cool. It's a fucking
thing. Like Cypress Hills has a little bit of that feel too.
Heavy ass bass line and then just guitar licks to, you know, shit like that. It's interesting, dude. And like it grabbed me the first time I heard it. I go, oh, I think we're going to be friends for a long time, Kid Rock. Verse 2.
So, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Is Kid Rock the celebrity that disappointed you?
You mean like the
for example, Kanye is the one who I was like, God damn it, Kanye. Is Kid Rock your Kanye?
I don't think Kid Rock is my Kanye because I don't necessarily disagree with most of what Kid Rock's done. I didn't really like the Bud Light thing, to be honest with you. But he's allowed to feel the way he wants to feel about politicians and shit like that.
Yeah.
I'm not here to influence his influence. He's fucking Kid Rock. He can do what he wants to do. If you listen to him, you're retarded, but the guy can make pretty good music. The Bud Light thing was a little gay. You know, I don't know if he was trying to drum up some attention or what, but it was a very grandpa take. So even when he said he's like, grandpa was feeling a little frisky, like, yeah, grandpa needs to go take a nap. Chill the fuck out, dude. Because he probably used to be pretty fucking liberal, considering.
Yeah.
So he's a white man with corn, like dangling cornrows right now.
Exactly. So who you think would be your Kanye? What I mean by that is an artist that you liked at one point,
mm-hmm.
but because of their point of view and some of the stupid shit they've done, you're like, I can't fuck with you anymore.
South Park Mexican.
I'm trying to think who was that.
He had a song called Merry Go Round. He sounded like our buddy Kaz. I don't know if you remember Kaz. Casual.
I remember Kaz.
So he kind of talked like he was a Latin fellow. I think he was from that area. But he had a song called Merry Go Round. It was like a husky fucking Latin dude. And I think he raped a little girl or something. He went to prison.
Oh.
He's in prison for a very long time now. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
45 years, apparently.
Yeah. So South Park Mexican hurt me because he had that song. He had a song. You remember this? You know, Smoke Two Joints by Sublime? Smoke Two Joints in the morning and I smoke two joints at night. That song. He had a version of that song that was pretty cool. That was kind of slow, like screwed music kind of. And he was like, I smoke two joints in the morning, smoke in the shower, I smoke two joints while playing video games at every 10,000 points. Like, it was a whole different, like, verse and rap song. But
never heard of this dude. Apparently, he was kind of a big deal.
South Park Mexican. He raped a little girl. Went to prison for, like, 50 years. That's all I remember.
Yeah. This is wild.
See, Kid Rock can shoot a can of Bud Light and be mad at trans people. Like, that sucks. But he didn't rape a little girl. So I can still listen to Devil Without a Cause, you know?
Yeah. Holy shit. Did you? No. I'm reading on this situation. Let me read this up so you, because I don't know if you knew this. As of 2023.
Yeah, I quit studying after he was convicted. I was just like, yeah, okay. Well, I hope he rots in prison.
Well, this is what I'm getting to. As of 2023, Coy is incarcerated in the Ramsey unit of Rocheron, Texas. He will be eligible for parole on October 7th, 2024.
Oh.
That is fucking wild.
Yeah, that seems quick.
Yeah.
It's only been about 12 years, huh?
Yeah, his projected release date is April 8th, 2047. So 2047 is his release date, but he's up for parole next fucking year. That is insane.
Yeah, we need to write somebody a letter, DC.
Yeah. You keep him the fuck locked up. Like, no, let him stay in.
Let me give you the second verse here. It's also one of my favorite parts of this song.
From St. Clair Shores and drink specials at Winners to New York City and $700 dinners. From hanging with sinners and secondhand cheap sex to getting much respect from top record execs. The cool kids coming up to call y'all out. So shut up now and put my balls in your mouth. Bet that ass horse, I ain't forgot when I was tossed in the dime bin and left to rot. Used to call me dummy when my nose was fucking runny. Now my fucking bunny's getting fucking Matchbox 20 money. Motherfuckers wanna claim they're down.
Motherfucker went platinum. Delvin, he went platinum a bunch. Like 12,
a bunch, but
7 times platinum. Platinum.
Wow.
7-8 times platinum. It's a lot. Hundreds
that
of millions.
That is a lot.
So, rest in peace to his little midget. I don't know if you've ever heard this song before.
No, I have not.
So, there was a little dude named Josie. He had a bad kidney. I had a cousin that died from the same thing, but he was much younger. He was like 14 or something. I believe Josie was in his 20s.
I think I've heard a song where Crit Rock references Josie.
Josie was a little dude that like was a fan of his concerts, and he found out, you know, his condition, and then he took him on the road with him when he was coming up. So, he lived about long enough for the third album, I think, and then he died. So, there was, okay, like, you know, some fucking... tributes and shit, and when he would tour, he would drop like a big poster of this dude in the background when it would get to this part.
Okay. That's dope of him.
Straight out of the streets of Taylor.
Take that all the way out the gate, Delvin.
I'm looking him up right now. He looks like a kid.
He does. He did. He's got a song. There's a song called Early Morning Stone Pimp. It's the only one that I know he had a verse in, and it was pretty good. Because that's, my name is Josie, bitch. Let me get them digits. I might be a little small hoe, but I ain't no goddamn midget. So stick it. And it was, yeah, it's good shit.
He looks good like pacing. He's like 13. He's like 26.
Yep. They said I had a cousin at the same. My cousin looked like he was about 10, and he was 14. So, maybe even smaller. He was a little guy. Well, that's a story for another day, Delvin. So, anyway, that's my crash course on Kid Rock. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. I hope that you will at least take a moment. You know, we can excuse the people and their music for the most part, except South Park Mexican. Can't listen to him no more. It's bad.
Yeah. He's more of your R. Kelly.
Yeah, right. Can't do that one. I really cut him off, though. I can live without fucking merry-go-round.
I can't tell the last one. Let's do an R. Kelly song.
It's sad. I try not to anymore.
Because now I get the context of who he's talking to. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
No, thank you, Mr. Robert. No. Well, look, I'm going to go take a piss and walk the dog, Delvin. I'm fucking glad we did this. I hope this shed some light on Kid Rock. And I'm not saying, like I said, don't be listening to this shit out in public. When you got headphones in, go to your fucking Spotify. Do a shuffle of Kid Rock. You might find something you like.
Yeah, there you go.
You got to press skip a couple times because they're definitely going to put the hits up front. But skip after like five times. It should get off into some good shit.
You may find something you like, a new song that you kind of dig.
That's it. Good luck, everybody.
There you go. And we are out. Peace.